Today's scriptures are Zechariah chapter 1 verses 1 to 4 and 1 Corinthians chapter 3 verses 16 to 17. Zechariah chapter 1 verses 1 to 4. In the 8th month of the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to the prophet Zechariah son of Berechiah, the son of Iddo. The Lord was very angry with your forefathers. Therefore tell the people, this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you, says the Lord Almighty. Do not be like your forefathers to whom the earlier prophets proclaimed, this is what the Lord Almighty says, turn from your evil ways and your evil practices. But they will not listen or pay attention to me, declares the Lord. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17. Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple. The people of Judah did not obey God, so they were taken to Babylon as captives for 70 years. By allowing this suffering, God wanted them to realize why it happened. God questioned them, "Have you seriously thought about why you were expelled from your country and lived as captives for 70 years, such a long period of time?" Then he promised to them, "If you repent the traitorous sin of your forefathers and return to me, I will return to you again." What was the reason that Judah was destroyed and the people were taken captive? The first sin of their forefathers was destroying the function of the temple of God. The appearance of the temple of God looked splendid, but its function was without breath. What is the function of the temple of God? The temple of God's function is to reconcile sin, just like a hospital's function is to heal people. When the temple of God does not function to reconcile people's sin, it turns into a place for sinners. It is similar to a hospital which does not function to treat patients and turns into a shelter for the ill. To perform the function of resolving sin, or reconciling sin, the word of truth must be proclaimed in the temple of God. What sin is and how dangerous it is must be taught to people so that they can come before God in repentance with their whole hearts. It is not important how splendid the church looks and how many people gather there, but that the true word is proclaimed there. It is important that people accept the word and come to repent there. The fundamental function of church is to proclaim the word of God with authority, which makes people obey. Then their personalities and lives become changed for the glory of God. If this function were performed correctly, Judah would not have been destroyed. In Judah, the temple of God was filled up with preaching that pleased people. There was no true word of God, no tears for repentance, and no renewal of heart in their temple. That is why Judah was destroyed. Second, the sin committed by the forefathers of Judah was that their faith was not consistent with their practical life. Worshipping God was not linked to their life. Worshipping God means that worshipers offer the fruit they bear in their real lives. If they win, their victorious lives would be offered to God with thanks. If they fail, their failed lives would be offered to Him with repentance. They should realize why they failed and ask God to give them His wisdom and power to win. The people of Judah did not have lives consistent with their worship to God. Rather, they bragged about themselves and judged and criticized others. They deserved destruction. Third, the sin the people of Judah committed was the worshipping of idols. They proudly worshipped idols and put those idols in the temple of God. It was not done in a day, but gradually and unconsciously done over generations. They served God with lip service. They actually had no faith in God. It resulted from the increase of those who had no experience as born-again believers of God. More concretely said, it shows that the family, the temple of God, and the nation will be destroyed if parents do not pass down faith to their children. Parents must be concerned with making their children faithful in God rather than being concerned with living and school education because their children are the leading generation for the future. It will be regrettable for the parents who are lazy raising their children to serve God or think at ease that their children attend church and had the infant baptism. Even if parents have financially tight living, they should keep their faith and become an example for their children. If they strive for the problems of living and neglect the word of God, some idols will take possession of their faith in God. Why is our society being changed into such a hopeless place? Because the church is not performing its important functions. Church must be the place to reconcile sin. The word of God must be proclaimed ceaselessly, and the church must help people repent to reconcile their sins. Then the church can survive. But people do not want to hear about their sin in preaching. They are too decent and too egoistic to lose face. We must first reconcile our sin to survive and have victorious lives. Spiritual warfare is too fierce for us to live for pride and face and for us to pursue pleasure in this world. There is no one who can win in spiritual warfare on his own. So God said this in Zechariah chapter 1 verse 3. Tell the people this is what the Lord Almighty says. Return to me, declares the Lord Almighty, and I will return to you. God wanted the people of Judah to repent for their forefathers and to realize why they deserved to be destroyed. Therefore, God told them to not emulate their forefathers because what he wanted was not the outwardly splendid temple, but the renewal of their inner hearts in which the Holy Spirit can dwell. In today's scripture, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 to 17, it says, "Don't you know that you yourselves are God's temple and that God's Spirit lives in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy him, for God's temple is sacred and you are that temple." God's temple in the Old Testament was a special place symbolizing the presence of God and revealed the glory and dignity of God. Therefore, God's temple was a holy consecrated place where no impurity was acceptable. Whoever made it impure was put to death. This is referred to in Leviticus chapter 15, verses 31 and Numbers chapter 19, verse 20. Thus, ordinary people with sin could not come to God's temple freely. They were allowed to participate in worship at specific times and in certain ceremonies only. What this means is that we must repent for our actual sins every day to clean ourselves as we are God's temple. The reason why people fail is that they don't reconcile their sins. Having a faithful life means repenting well for sins. I bless all of you to be healthy and prosperous in spirit and soul by having a faithful life by repenting daily. Access to the most secret place of God's temple where God dwells is only allowed for the chief priest once a year. But in the New Testament, all who become righteous through Jesus Christ are the temple of God because the Holy Spirit dwells in them. We must keep clean and glorify God with our bodies as the temple of God. In other words, we must repent for our actual sins daily and keep ourselves as his temple clean. The reason why people fail is that they do not repent for their sins. Having a faithful life means repenting hard. In Jesus' name, I bless all of you to repent thoroughly so that as your spirit and soul go well, your body will be healthy.